You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Stars fans, it's Jeff K., public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Starcastic Remarks alongside Chris to my right. My name is Ryan Chambers. Thank you for joining us here this evening as the Dallas Stars do get the shutout victory win. Thank you to Casey to Smith. Thanks to Casey to Smith. Man, I...
There you go.
Words are hard, man. Anyways, they get the win tonight. Second night of a back-to-back, Chris. I am still in shock on this game and how the St. Louis Blues didn't even score a goal. But you know what? I like Ardell's comment. They didn't beat themselves.
Yeah, and a lot of credit to Casey to Smith, especially after his last start. It was probably his worst one of the season, giving up 6 goals against Colorado. Didn't really give his chance to... Didn't really give his team a chance to win. Goodness, I'm doing it too. But he was really good tonight. A little bit lucky with all those post hits, for sure. But he made some absolutely crazy stops too.
I was about to say, how many games have we had this year where we felt like we were the way better team, but we got goalied? It hasn't been as much recently, but there were definitely games, you know, end of November, beginning of December, where I was like, man, how did we not win that game? And I mean, tonight is another demonstration of why hockey is such a great sport. It's completely unpredictable, and no one ever knows what's going to happen. Chris, there's not a whole lot to talk about with this game here tonight, but what's your initial thoughts from this game tonight?
Yeah, DeSmith was good. The Stars played the first period really well, and that's super important, especially to do on the road, is to get the opposing team out of the game and to step on the gas early while you have energy still. So that was really good. You'd like to see an extra goal go in that first period based off how well they were playing. But 2 was all they needed because of some stellar goaltending and some solid defending. That was the other thing. DeSmith was very good. He does what a lot of backup goaltenders do, though, and gave up a decent number of rebounds. But there was always a guy in a white jersey to sweep the puck away. So I thought that part of the Stars' defense was very good.
Sorry. I was not surprised with the way that they went about their business tonight. I thought what was going to happen was exactly what happened, was they would get some goals in the first period if they were going to win, and then they were going to try and just – let the win carry them to the victory as time would expire. And that's basically quite literally what they did here tonight. I do have a couple of questions for you. First one is, are you surprised by the decision to go with no fresh bodies in the lineup? Because yeah, we had both Blumel and Lundqvist who did not play last night and they don't play tonight. Was it because, again, this is a lineup that the coaching staff, Jim Nill, everyone's looking at? Is that why we just didn't see any lineup changes?
I don't think so. I'm wondering if it's more an injury deal, because he did mention before the game yesterday that there was some game time decisions to be made. So that makes me wonder, maybe there's sickness going around. Maybe it's a couple injuries with Blumel and Lundqvist. I don't know, but I don't think they would choose to go with Smith at forward 2 games in a row, especially tonight. He played 6 minutes at forward, and then he played 2 minutes, I think, penalty kill time tonight. So he didn't play very much at forward at all tonight.
I was a little bit surprised by that. I was expecting Nils to get back into the lineup. But, you know, I mean, like you said, it was probably just an injury concern at this point with Nils, because we know he was dealing with something earlier in the year. And I don't think he ever came back and was fully 100%. And he's probably, you know, it's not probably. He has had his best season as a Dallas Star this year. So again, it's just unfortunate for him to be out of the lineup two games in a row like that. But I understood it with the game against Vegas. I didn't understand this game why he wasn't in. The other thing I wanted to get into is comparing how the Stars played in their second night of a back-to-back compared to how Vegas played in their second night of a back-to-back. I was listening to DLLS earlier today, and just from the post-game recap that they did, and that was something that Owen was actually very, very impressed with, was how they responded and the fact that even though they were down two goals going into the second intermission, they still pushed back for a third goal and then honestly probably deserved at least a point out of the game, but Jake Oettinger did his thing. Is that something to be concerned about? Because we have won a lot, like several games on the second night of a back-to-back, but I don't think I've ever seen the Stars play as well in those games as we saw Vegas play last night, if that makes any sense. So does that make us, I don't want to say it, ask it like this, but does this make us less of a contender because of that?
No. I mean, back-to-backs don't happen in the playoffs unless it's in a COVID bubble. And Vegas was so amped up for that game because they just got knocked out of the playoffs last year in that building, and they were looking to come back and make a statement, and especially Jack Eichel was. I mean, if Jack Eichel wasn't on the ice for 23 minutes last night, the game wouldn't have been close. The Stars would have ran away with it. So I don't think that's any kind of concern at all. I think that's credit to Vegas, credit to them knowing the situation and wanting to live up to the stage they were on. But I don't think there's any concern there. And like you said, Dallas has won second nights of back-to-back multiple times. I think this is a really good example of doing so after a really gutsy, emotional win last night. And to be able to refocus and not downplay to your opponent and get on them early and get that early lead, like you're saying, and so important in the second night of a back-to-back, I think that shows plenty of talent and plenty of understanding the situation by Dallas.
Are you surprised that St. Louis, I don't want to say they're bad because they're not bad. They're not they're not one of the worst teams. They're not Chicago. They're not San Jose. But are you surprised they're as low as they are? Because, I mean, they still have a lot of pretty good players over there.
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, if you see the way they tried to win this game, they tried to just do what the Wild did in that last playoff series they played against Dallas. It was trying to bully us out of the game, and it didn't really work. The Stars stayed on it and got the goals that they needed and defended all the rest of them. So I thought the Stars did a good job with that, and they did a good job keeping them to the outside. St. Louis did get 33 shots. If you go look at a shot chart, it's a lot of them are from above the faceoff circles. So the Stars were very good defensively tonight.
Just keeping it to the perimeter mostly is what you're saying?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. One of the things I want to talk about was the lack of discipline that we saw from the St. Louis Blues too. There were a lot of penalties that probably should have been called that Dallas was not gifted with in the first period. Now, I'm not saying that because I thought that the Stars deserved all of these power plays or anything, because for a majority of the game, they didn't. But in the first period, when they were the better team, they just there were numerous missed calls with high sticks. There were some plays that I thought probably could have been called in the Stars' favor. And, you know, we kind of saw it a little bit later in the game in Dallas' favor, but I was just really surprised by the officiating in the first period.
Yeah, the Stars definitely deserve to have at least three power plays in that first period. I don't know what the rest were looking at, but, I mean, they end the game with having more power plays, so we'll take it.
And I don't know what it was about this game either, but the Stars' blood in staying on the ice at St. Louis, I guess, is a thing, because it was Bork, Duchesne. There was one more. Who else was it?
I don't remember who the other one was.
I think there was one more. But again, I was just like, geez, can we please keep our players healthy? Because this is one of the few years as of late that we've really had to deal with a lot of injuries.
Yeah. And it looked like everyone came back fine, so it was all just cosmetic damage. But yeah, that was it's really concerning at the end of that first period. We had so many people go down, and including Bischel going into the sideboards awkwardly after a cross check. So it was a little concerning there for a second, for sure.
Now, the other thing I needed to discuss was, I didn't even realize this. I probably should have realized this. When the Stars went on the power play, on their second power play, they showed up the graphic of all of the NHL teams' power play percentage in January. And the Stars are top five right now. And I'm like, okay, well, they're definitely not doing that at home. They're mostly doing that on the road. And they, again, once again, they're able to take care of business a little bit and take care of their opportunities when they had it. They do get the first goal of the game. It's on the power play.
Yeah, it's weird, though, because Esa Lindell scores it. By the way, he's the first defenseman in the Stars to get a power play goal. We are over halfway through the season, and the first defenseman to score on the power play is Esa Lindell, which is insanity. But it just shows even more, like, how weird the power play has been better this month. Like, it's not like the system's working. It's just we're not really following the system. And Esa Lindell's going out on the ice with still 25 seconds left on the power play, and he's getting the goal even. So I am still not buying the system. I think the Stars power play personnel is playing better. So like Roope is doing better offensively, Robo's doing better offensively, and I think that's been the key to this power play getting fixed. I'm still not impressed with the system and how they've decided to run it.
Speaking of systems, we have been calling for it as have other Stars podcasts and the Stars fan base in general. We're finally starting to see Thomas Harley get a little bit more regular minutes on the power play. And we saw it here again tonight. We saw it last night. Could that be added to the reason why the Stars power play has turned around a little bit?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think he has very many power play points, to be honest.
Well, but we're starting to see it happen a little bit more. And I don't know. I think it's finally nice to see him at least getting an opportunity on the power play. And it's not on the first unit, so they're not really taking they're not really taking Miro completely off like some people probably want them to. But Harley is getting, you know, maybe 30 seconds to 45 seconds on the power play. So
in the past few games also with them, I guess, finally caving and understanding that they're not going to be able to play Miro on his left side, Harley's been absolutely dominant on that top pair. Tonight, him and Haskinen log 17:30 total, 5-on-5 together. And that's not including some penalty kill time that they had together as well. So both of those two are playing insane. And Harley has absolutely elevated his game playing next to Haskinen.
Hey guys, have you tried Pick 6 from DraftKings yet? What are you waiting for? The NFL playoffs are here and time is running out. As the official daily fantasy sports partner of the NFL, DraftKings does fantasy sports like no one else. Pick 6 is super easy to play. Just select two or more players and choose whether they'll have more or less of a stat, like touchdowns, yardage, sacks, and more. It's fun, simple, and you can win big. Best of all, Pick 6 is available in most states, including Missouri, California, Texas, Georgia, and much more. And here's the kicker. DraftKings is making it even sweeter for first-timers. New Pick 6 customers can play just $5 and get $50 in Pick 6 credits. That's right. Play $5, get $50 in credits to keep the action going. Win more cash with Pick 6. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app and use the code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to play $5, get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org in Connecticut. Must be 18 plus. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Pick 6 not available everywhere, including New York and Ontario. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Bonus awarded as non-withdrawable Pick 6 credits that expire in 30 days. Limited time offer. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. And speaking of that, I was curious because of what we saw with the time on ice last night. It's structured the exact same way. It's 25 plus minutes for Haskinen and Harley. Lindell has 20 minutes and then everyone else. So yeah. Is this something we see moving forward from the Stars DE core? Cause it seems to work. I'm just afraid you're going to, you know, run out the gas of your two best defensemen.
Yeah. This is not going to be every game for the regular season, but if you're in playoff time, I think you should expect to see numbers like this. Also interesting to note that Lyubushkin almost gets 15 minutes time on ice tonight. Dumba only gets 13 minutes. He's almost got two more minutes. He played really well, I thought, really showed the physicality. And it's super obvious on a team that doesn't hit at all whenever he's on the ice. So I think he's doing really well.
I didn't really see it all that much, to be completely honest with you, but it was something that the patriarch himself noticed, our dad. What did you think of Sam Steele tonight? Because we were sitting right next to each other watching the game, and there were several times when he just made some ill-advised plays or couldn't get it out. Or, like, for example, in the last 5 minutes of the game, they win the faceoff pretty early on after they pull the goaltender, and looked like it was going to be an easy clear, maybe even possibly get the empty net goal. And, you know, he turns the puck over because it goes off one of the St. Louis members' stick. And then I thought about the fact that there were two rush chances that Steele had earlier in the game. I think it was in the first period, maybe early in the second. And he just didn't make anything of it. On one of the rush chances, he completely missed the net, kept the shot for himself. And then the other one he gave to Stankoven and didn't really exactly make a great play there either. So Sam Steele, anything out of him?
I didn't notice the deficiencies you're talking about all that much. And I think it's also worth keeping in mind that this is a fourth line guy. Yes, he has an offensive upside more so than other fourth liners do, but he is still a fourth line guy playing up in the lineup due to injury. So I think that cuts him a good bit of slack in my book, especially with how well he's played this season.
Evgeny Dodonov again gets on the score sheet for the Stars, playing on the top line when at the beginning of the season we all had him penciled in for the fourth line. And now it's partially because of his play, but also partially because of the injuries. But this is a guy who has really stepped up. And I think he is the Stars' oldest player at 34, 35. This is probably one of the best seasons he's had in a really long time. And again, he's been really good.
Yeah, if you talk about which Stars player is exceeding expectations the most, it's Dodonov for sure for me. He like you said, he's supposed to be a fourth line guy for us. He's supposed to chip in every now and then play very well defensively. Other than that, but he's made it hard to take him off the first line. Rope's playing on the third line because of how well he's doing. So you got to give him a ton of credit. It's super impressive and it's super helpful, allowing us to have some good offensive depth, even without Sagan and Marchman. And
now, speaking of that top line, it's not just because Dodonov has been doing well, but Wyatt Johnson has shown a lot of chemistry with Robertson, which is no surprise. Robertson normally brings out the best in players, and we can say the same thing about Wyatt Johnson too. So there's a reason why those guys haven't been taken apart. And honestly, I like the play by Pete DeBoer to, you know, why break it up right now? They're doing really good. If they really start to struggle and then Robertson continues to slow down, which he's still not slowing down, in a game that had two goals, Robertson gets one of the assists, so he continues his ridiculousness. I mean, why take that apart? And then maybe you could get Stankoven going with Robe Hintz. I mean, Robe Hintz can normally get anybody going. So, and the reason why I'm mostly saying that is because Darren over here, they're not doing Robe any good on that line. There's arguments for both. I kind of see both sides. Where are you at?
I think Darren is definitely a little bit right on that. It's going to be harder for Rope to get points there. But I also think it's good to have such a good two-way center on that third pair, and you can use that basically as like your checking line, which is insane to say Rope Hintz is on a checking line. And it's also a thing where I think if that top line does struggle, even for just two games in a row, it's it immediately you pull the plug and you put Roope back up there. I think it's on a short leash still, despite how good it's been. And I think Roope goes up there at the first hint of something going wrong. Heck, it could even be that that line is still playing good, but the Stars just need a jump and Roope will go right back up there. So it's not going to be a permanent thing for me. You want to keep Dodonov hot as long as he's rolling.
What did you think about the decision by Jim Montgomery to take the timeout when he did? I thought that was very interesting. You never see that, especially from Pete DeBoer.
It was interesting, and it failed because they did not play any better after the timeout. So he must have saw something he didn't really like. I mean, they played pretty bad in that first period, so I don't super blame him, but I guess he needs to find a new strategy in what to say whenever he calls those timeouts. Maybe he was a little bit too nice.
Well, and one could argue that whatever he said kind of put Jake Neighbors over the top. Jake Neighbors takes the penalty, a really stupid penalty, and then the Stars get the power play goal there. So
yeah. If anything, the timeout was bad because he told him to get it going, and Neighbors was like, all right, I'll get the guys going. He tries to pester Bischel. Bischel makes the great play of not taking the bait, and Stars get the power play. I mean, yeah, if anything, it was bad.
Speaking of the power play real quick, I understand that we got a power play goal in the game tonight. I was really, really disappointed in the power play in the third period. Like, you just get off a, you know, you're taking a 2-0 lead into the second intermission, and you want to build yourself a little bit more of a cushion so that you can make mistakes. And they didn't do anything with it. If anything, they spent zero time on the power play. And the thing that I hate the most about it is something I've been talking about all season. The momentum was not built by the Stars at all. Like, at the very least, you have to build momentum on a power play, and they didn't even do that. They gave up momentum and allowed St. Louis to get momentum, and that kind of started throughout the whole third period where St. Louis just kind of dominated Dallas.
Yeah, I agree. They could really put the game away with either one of those other power plays going in. I give him a good bit of slack, though. I mean, after that game against Vegas and then two full periods against St. Louis, I'm going to cut him a bit of slack because, man, that's a lot of hockey and a lot of some physical hockey. I mean, especially you played Vegas, then you came into the Blues, and their whole game plan was to bully you around. They got punished these past two games and got two wins out of it.
Yeah, Ardell over in the chat saying the Blues game plan was to injure the Stars. There was a bit of that tonight, and thankfully nothing happened there. Let's see what else. I guess we should really kind of start wrapping it up a little
bit. Talking about, to finish it out, yeah.
Yes, we need to homer it out. Casey DeSmith has been ridiculous for the Dallas Stars whenever he's come in, and one of the reasons why they've been so good on second nights of back to back is because he's been the freshest guy, or even if he starts the first game, and he's put up very quality starts for the Dallas Stars. He's been much, much better since that 6-4 loss to Chicago, which feels like eons ago.
Right. I think he's been absolutely fantastic. Wedgwood was good in a different way. Wedgwood wouldn't really steal you a game like this, but he would keep you in every single game. So that's what was great about Wedgwood. Obviously, we've seen a couple of stinker games from Casey where it's next to impossible to try and pull points out. But then you see these fantastic games like you did tonight, like you did his first two starts of the season. I mean, this is a guy that really can do it if he's hot. And he showed that in Vancouver to finish out their season. He was rolling. And then all of a sudden he stopped like a brick wall and couldn't save anything. So he's a very solid backup goalie. You just have to remember he's a backup. When your backup goes in, you're just going to lose sometimes. So as long as you accept that and you take a couple of fantastic starts that he has too, I mean, you're going to be happy. And his stats are absolutely insane this year.
And probably what's even more important than the fact that the Stars do get the win tonight is the fact that Jay Gottinger is getting some rest. I mean, I think that's more important than anything when it comes to the playoffs. I know it seems silly, oh, well, he's just getting a one day extra of rest before he takes on the Vegas Golden Knights again on Tuesday. Well, yeah, but it's also for the playoffs going in. And you, I mean, the Stars are only going to go as far as Jake Oettinger can take them. That's my personal belief. And I was actually talking about Dad with this, is like, who is the most marketable player? Because I think it was Casey complaining about how much they were talking about Jack Eichel last night, ESPN. And I was thinking, well, the Stars don't really have somebody like that a whole lot. And I was like, well, who's the most marketable player? And at first I was like, oh, Jason Robertson probably. And then I was just like, no, not really. Who have we seen in most of the NHL commercials and stuff like that? It's Jake Oettinger. He's been that's been
I love visible. That tipping commercial. That is hilarious.
I love it too. Yes.
That's a 10 hilarious. Out of 10.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Biggest winner, biggest loser. Who you got?
The biggest winner is Casey DeSmith because he's fantastic. He's beautiful and I love him.
I mean, is there really any other correct answer other than him?
No, there is not. The posts. You could say the posts are the biggest winner.
I guess you could say that. You know what? I'll give it to Dadonov because he gets a goal and an assist tonight. The only guy who gets a multi-point night. And he continues to roll along. I mean, this guy's going to easily eclipse his total from last year. I forgot how many goals he had, but it's going to be way more than that this year. So, and it's a guy that we weren't exactly penciling in for 20 goals this season, and yet he is. So that's going to be huge. Biggest loser.
The biggest loser is the Dallas Stars power play system because it did score tonight, but it scored with someone who shouldn't have been on the ice.
With 3 seconds remaining in said power play.
Yes.
So it looks good, at least for the stat sheet and for the power play percentage.
I'm still going to take it. I'm happy. I'm happy we got it. But that wasn't because the power play was fantastic.
Correct. Absolutely correct. And for me, I guess the biggest loser tonight, I guess I'll just say just the Stars' legs. Their energy was just gone after the first period. Did not exist after the first period. So I guess that's the biggest loser for me.
And you just got to win games like that sometimes. You got to win games where you know you're not 100%. You know the other team's playing better. And you, like we say a lot, good teams find a way to win. And they found a way to win this one.
Exactly my thought, Chris. All right. And James is just letting us know because he is very curious about that. Biggest loser is Natchez played 25 minutes with a -3 in the Avs game. Well, what do you expect? He has no idea what the system is.
Bro was in Carolina just a few hours ago.
Right. No joke. No joke.
Hey, how do they get their guy so quick? And we got to wait a week before Tanev can play for us. That's crazy.
Something to do with.
I know it's borders and garbage, but still stupid.
Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much, as always, for following along with us live here. There's even more of you who are listening afterwards. Please consider clicking like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on the audio side, leave us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate that. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook and that Pick 6 option that they have brand new. It's THPN is that promo code. And as always, StarCastRickRemarks.com is the website. Alongside Chris, my name is Ryan. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. We'll be back with you guys again on Tuesday when the Stars take on the Vegas Golden Knights at the Fortress in Vegas. Chris, what have you got for us tonight?
Aw, they're sad. Because blues. GG blues.